Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us understand your word, Father God. Help us apply it to our life. Help us be hearers and doers of your word, Father God. Father God, we also ask you today to help us be kind, help us be compassionate. Father God, bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the verse of the day is Mark 8 and 4. And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this isolated place?" Subject, content in a isolated place. Christian truths, so I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I am content. I am full of the Holy Spirit. I'm living by faith. I'm trusting in God. I can remember my mom making a big meal out of minor things as a child. I don't see how she will make a meal out of this or that, but my mom will make a meal out of anything. She will take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and make something out of nothing. That was how my mother fed everyone. She didn't need a whole lot to do that. And I learned from her that very thing. When I moved into my apartment, I learned that it didn't take a whole lot to feed myself. When you're young, though, you want is McDonald's or to eat out because you don't want what's in the cabinet. My mother surprised me each time, and she showed me that being content with what you have and what you have will go a long way if you depend on God. We could be in a place of nothingness. We can have no food, no money, no nothing. And when we look at something with our human eyes, we see impossibility. But when Jesus stepped in, Jesus sees potential in anything and anyone. He can make anything that can. He can produce something out of nothing, because even when we are in the lowest place in our life, Jesus still sees potential in our down season. Are you down in a season? Are you in a season of drought? Sometimes we don't see what God has for us until we open our eyes and see it. The disciples didn't see what Jesus saw. He saw people in need, people who needed spiritual and physical food. The Lord took care of people spiritually and physically throughout the Bible. Look at Elijah, 1 Kings 17, 5 through 6. So he did that the Lord had told him. He went to the Kereth raven east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him food and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. 1 Kings 19:7. An angel of the Lord came again the second time, touched him and said, "Rise and eat, because this journey is too great for thee." We might think God doesn't care about the small things or what we eat and drink, but the Bible tells us that he does. Matthew 6:25-26. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and a body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than that?" It says here that we are more valuable than a bird or a creeping thing. And we are, because we are made in his likeness. So when we are without, don't ever think he doesn't care, because he does. He might not provide the way we see fit or the way we want it, but he will provide for us. Verse 5 through 6 says this, and he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, "7. He directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 breads and loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to sit up before the people, and they set them before the crowd. We must always give thanks to God, whether it's big or small. They only had 7 loaves and a few fish. How was that small amount going to feed 4,000 people? Nothing is impossible for Jesus. It is impossible for us. For man, it will always be. But when we trust in God, when we rely on God, nothing is impossible. And when we pray in our season of drought, in any season, we must have faith he will see us through. I've never seen Jesus fail when his children were in need. You might feel he failed you. Still, he hasn't. Every day we wake up, we can give him glory. Every day we have air to breathe, we can give him glory. Every time we put our forks up to our mouth to eat, or whatever it is, we can praise him, because he never leaves us or forsakes us. So if you are in a season of being without or having or not having, don't doubt. Don't doubt God. His timing doesn't look like our timing. Wait on him and watch him move. Hebrews 13:5, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has, I will never leave you and never forsake you." The Holy Spirit wants us to look at ourselves and be content with what we have. A lot of us don't see any possibilities with some things because we are too busy grumbling and complaining about something not being enough or something not being what we want instead of looking at the possibilities. This is one thing we can do for ourselves. A lot of times we are given so little to see what will we do, whether we will complain or make it do. Today, we learn that sometimes we can have the needed things and we still complain and say, I don't have. Still, we do sometimes. Jesus is trying to show us how to be content, how to be grateful for what he's doing. And sometimes we are so filled with anxiety and looking at others' lives that we don't see what he has done in our lives. We just see our empty hands. We have to start looking at our own basket or the life that's in front of us and say, it's enough. Or that this will be enough. Or look at the little and say, I know God will make a lot and do a lot. I know God will make it do. A lot of us need to show we are appreciative of the things we have and hold on to God. Because as long as we're picking and complaining and making our complaints, we're always going not to have what we need. Ask God to give you a content spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Life, health, and strength. Lord, help us be content. Help us to look over what we don't have and see what you have given us. Lord, continue to give us peace and mercy in our lives and help us hold on to you throughout our trials. Lord, help us to change each day to be content and righteous people of you, not seeking the things of this world, but seeking you alone. We pray for wisdom and knowledge so that we can learn your word and remain free in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference Matthew 28 and 20, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28 and 20, Psalm 73 and 28. But for me, it's good to be near God. I made the Lord God my refuge that I may tell of all his works. Psalm 73 and 28, Psalms 27 and 8. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Psalms 27 and 8. Further reading, Proverbs 14. Luke 10, Job 2, and Michael 2. This ends Content in a Isolated Place. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.